I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Working on your job becomes easier when you have someone you can depend on. Good thing there's Globe Prepaid's Go+99 Go Work promo, the one you can depend on to help you accomplish all your work tasks easier. With a total of 16 gigabytes of data, you can now have 8 gigabytes for all sites to do what you need, and 8 gigabytes of data for the apps that you love, only through Globe Prepaid's Go+99 with Go Work promo. On top of that, you also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to the Globe One app, GCash app, or dial *143 # on your mobile phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Start your working hours with enthusiasm and end it with efficiency with Globe Prepaid's Go+99 Go Work.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 103 of The 80%. It's our last episode for the year and we're counting down the best of the best of 2021. So, are you ready to listen, learn, and reminisce with me? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. In less than a week, it will be 2022. And as this year comes to a close, I'm thankful to all the guests that I had in this podcast. I had the pleasure to talk to entrepreneurs such as Ginger and EJ Arboleda of Taxumo and Raquel Higuti of Limonology. I was also able to have a conversation with CEOs and professionals such as Jen Simmons of Uploan, Constantine Roberts of Locad, and from our previous episode, Boss Ron Beitiong of Podcast Network Asia. Nagkaroon din tayo ng chance na makipagkwentuhan sa mga ibang podcasters katulad ni na Rika and JC of The Halo Halo Show, Tonet Hadaone of Ang Walang Kwentang Podcast, and Josh Kedimen of The Poor Traveler Podcast. But of course, we also had guests from the financial industry such as the father of personal finance in the Philippines, si Sir Efren Cruz. We also talked to Chris Tan of OKEX, and my co-founder at Wealth Archi, si Renzi Biolena. And the top 5 on our list of most popular podcast episodes for this year, si Mr. Stock Smarts, Marvin Guermo, who shared his thoughts on Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, and gave tips on how to get started on crypto trading and investing in episode 66. Here's a clip of our conversation. For so many years, I've held the belief na if you want to make money sa cryptocurrencies or if you want to make money on Bitcoin, you either be a miner or you trade the volatility. But it seems na mas nagiging possible na rin ngayon yung to make money from being a long-term investor. What do you think about that? Are cryptocurrencies or specifically Bitcoin, which is what you say is digital gold, something that you can hold for the long term as an investment?
Okay. Yung style ko sa crypto, parang stocks din, nakahiwalay, meron for trading and investing.
So yung sa trading ko, of course, buy sell. Pero sa investing, it's something na ano. Ito sasabihin ko sa ngayon, April 2021, lahat ng pinasok ko sa cryptocurrency, wala ako intention ibalik sa fiat. It will always stay in cryptocurrency forever. So it could be pwedeng hindi siya Bitcoin kasi pwede mo naman siya transfer USDT na equivalent na parang US dollar equivalent. Most likely, as of now, pwede magbago yun in the future, pananaw ko. Pero as of now, whatever linagay ko doon, it will stay there. So yung pinaka-technique ko is altcoins. When you make money from altcoins, bili lang ng bili ng Bitcoin or Ethereum or USDT. So ganun lang. Pero with the intention of just to have more of it. So yun yung nagbago rin sa pananaw ko ngayon na the lower Bitcoin goes, it's an opportunity to buy more eh. And I guess yun yung natulong ng stock market sa akin, yung volatility na nakikita. Parang syempre totoo naman na sino bang hindi mapapatingin, oy bumagsak siya, pero it helps you not to be as emotional eh. Yun, and then yung proper portfolio management in a way na hindi na, as much as I like Bitcoin, hindi naman ako naka-all in sa Bitcoin. Mas malaki pa rin yung ibang asset classes ko as of now, pero yung siguro gagawin ko in the next few years, the allocation will get bigger. Pero yun, hindi ko na siya alisin. It will stay in cryptos forever.
In other countries, especially in the US, having a podcast is part of one's personal branding. Hindi lang mga artista, content creators at radio DJs, but also entrepreneurs and professionals leverage podcasting to build credibility, grow an audience, get customers, and even close projects. There is a lot of truth in this, and I experienced it firsthand when I was able to book a few speaking engagements this year because of this podcast. And here's a trivia for you. Two professional organizations and a multinational company invited me to talk to their people about a specific episode they heard on the podcast. In fact, they named their events exactly after the title of the episode, which is our top four this year. Episode 53, Passive Income is Not for the Lazy. There's no instant formula to building passive income. It requires time, commitment, and hard work. Isa yan sa mga pinakamalaki kong realization, that passive income is not for the lazy. Noong una, gusto ko ng passive income kasi pagod na ako magtrabaho. Tinatamad na ako magtrabaho. Pero yun pala, nung nagtayo ako ng business, mas mahirap pala. Mas maraming oras ang kailangan mo magtrabaho para kumita ng pera. Kapag tinatamad ka magtrabaho, okay lang na pumetics or maging happy-go-lucky sa opisina. Basta huwag ka lang malilate pumasok at huwag kang a-absent ay kumpleto ang makukuha mong sweldo kahit na wala kang nagagawang trabaho. Pero kapag may sarili kang negosyo, lalo na sa unang taon, nako, kapag madalas kang tinatamad mag-work, for sure, malulugi at magsasara kagad ang business mo. I realized that it's wrong to want passive income because you're tired of working already. And the proper reason why you should build passive income is because you know that you cannot work for money forever. That you'll grow old, your skills and knowledge will become outdated, or your priorities in life could change. Ang passive income ay hindi para sa mga tinatamad ng magtrabaho. Ito ay para sa mga taong naiintindihan ang katotohanan na hindi natin kayang magtrabaho habang buhay. Hindi ko na mabilang kung ilang beses ko in-explain ang title ng podcast na ito sa mga kaibigan at kakilala ko. And I can understand. Kasi naman, when you hear the 80% podcast, hindi ka agad papasok sa isip mo na ito ay podcast na tungkol sa pera. But not just about finance, but behavioral finance. I believe it's important to talk about the mindset, habits, and learn strategies on how to handle our finances. Because that's usually where the problem is, why people struggle financially. Akala ng marami, kaya sila nahihirapan mag-budget ay dahil mahina sila sa math. Which is a myth, as I've already talked about in previous episodes here. Madalas, ang kalaban talaga natin pagdating sa pagbabudget ay katamaran at procrastination. Wala or mahina ang motivation. Overcoming such challenges is a regular theme in our episodes. One of them is episode 52 and the third most popular episode for 2021 entitled How to Motivate Yourself to Do Hard but Important Tasks. In 2018, three professors and scientists from the University of Zurich published a research paper in the European Journal of Personality entitled Doing Despite Disliking, Self-Regulatory Strategies in Everyday Aversive Activities. Pinag-aralan nila yung mga strategies o mga pwedeng gawin ng isang tao para ma-motivate siya na kumilos at tapusin yung mga bagay na ayaw niyang gawin. Particularly, activities that they don't find enjoyable at the moment but they know that they should do. Example na nga dito yung pagbabudget or yung paggawa ng spending plan. But of course, applicable din yung mga strategies nila sa mga ibang bagay tulad ng pag-exercise or pagda-diet, pagtatrabaho or pag-aaral at marami pang iba. In short, mga bagay na nakakatamad gawin at madalas we procrastinate on. So, ano yung mga strategies na yon? Here they are. Number 1. Focus on positive consequences. Tinatamad kang mag-budget or pag-aralan yung mga gastos mo, then just ask yourself, ano ba ang mga benefits kapag nagawa mo siya? Of course, mababawasan ang stress mo sa finances kasi mas aware ka na kung saan ba pumupunta ang pera mo. At mas malinaw na rin para sa'yo kung saang part ba ng lifestyle mo yung dapat mong baguhin or ayusin para makatipid. Another way that you can focus on the positive consequences is to put up a vision board. Put up photos of the things that you'll buy in the future, the things that you and your loved ones will do, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Ilagay mo yung mga pictures sa isang lugar na madalas mong makikita. At gamitin mo itong inspiration at motivation kapag medyo tinatamad kang magtrabaho. Ipaalala mo sa sarili mo kung para saan ba ang ginagawa mo. Let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about Globe Prepaid. Are you working from home? How has it been? From my experience, establishing a remote work environment can be challenging, especially when it comes to our internet connection. But good thing there's Globe Prepaid to help make things easier. Through GoPlus99 with GoWork promo, you can now enjoy a total of 16 gigabytes of data. With 8GB to visit all the sites you need and 8GB of data for the work apps that you use. On top of that, you also get unlimited text to all networks valid for 7 days. To register, grab your mobile phones now and head on to their Globe One app, GCash app, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone to access apps like Zoom, Facebook Meeting Room, Yahoo Mail, Microsoft Teams, WhatsApp, Viber, and Telegram. Work from home with confidence through Globe Prepaid's Go Work promo. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Before pa ako magsimula mag-podcast, I've been creating content online through my blog, social media postings, and also live streaming. Mahigit isang taon na akong nagla-live stream ng educational content on personal finance before pa ako mag-start mag-podcast. At madalas, yung mga di-discuss ko sa live stream ay yung mga topics na naisulat ko na dati sa blog ko. I'll be honest and say that it's not easy to think of topics to talk about as a content creator. That's why on some occasions, we repurpose content to save ourselves time and effort. But also, I've discovered that people prefer learning in different ways. May mga tao na mahilig magbasa, may iba na mahilig manood ng videos, at meron din na siguro katulad mo, mas gusto na nakikinig lang. Our second most popular episode for 2021 is episode 58, entitled 10 Money Smart Tips for Single People. This episode was originally a live stream session that I did on the Kumu app. I recorded the audio and repurposed it as a podcast episode. For today, ang focus natin ay yung mga single people. And this is actually something that a lot of young professionals ask me. Specifically, I prepared 10 tips kung paano ba natin papagandahin ang ating kaperahan. Tip number one that I have for you is that you should be able to marry your budget. Okay? So, anong ibig sabihin nito? Just because you're single doesn't mean that you can't be in a serious relationship. So, in the case of personal finance, you have to be married to your budget. Kasi ang pera natin, forever natin yan na i-manage. Okay? So, kailangan maging comfortable tayo na tinitingnan natin ano ba yung cash flow natin. Kasi kung hindi natin tinitingnan ng maayos kung saan ba pupunta yung pera natin, then sooner or later, we will be experiencing mga financial problems. A lot of the people who approach me with their financial problems, nagsimula yan kasi nagkakaroon sila ng denial sa sarili nila na kailangan nilang ayusin yung habits nila ng paggastos. Just a practical tip, the thing that you need to do first talaga is to track your expenses. Pag sinabi kasi natin budget, nakaka-overwhelm, no? Parang hindi man ako magaling sa math, and dalilito ako, etc. But my first practical tip really is to just simply track your expenses. Lahat tayo merong phone na may notepad, pwede nating isulat doon. Ano ba yung mga pinagkakagastosan natin? Every day, we can just note all the expenses that we have. And then, of course, at the end of the month, we will just have to add all of our expenses and see kung talaga bang mas maliit yung gastos natin kesa sa sinisweldo natin. So, of course, kapag mas malaki yung gastos natin kesa sa pera na pumapasok sa atin, problema na agad yon. But the good thing is, because you were able to track your expenses, dapat ano yan, itemize, no? Na tipong nag-spend ako ng 150 pesos for lunch, tapos nung hapon, bumili ako ng mineral water for 20 pesos, etc. So pag nilista mo lahat ng pinagkakagastusan mo, at yung total at the end of the month is bigger than your income, then it's actually easier for you to pinpoint kung saan ka ba dapat magbawas ng gastos. And oftentimes, yung mga gastos na hindi natin iniisip, usually those are the things that are the easiest to eliminate. Isa sa mga personal na gastos ko dati is yung mineral water. Kaya nabanggit ko din siya kanina. Pag lumalabas ako, I noticed na andalas ko pala talagang bumili ng mineral water. And kasi uhawin ako, madali akong mauhaw. So I really buy mineral water when I was going out before. And ang naging simpleng solution ko dyan, bumili ako ng water bottle. And ang ginawa ko, I actually bought a 1.5 liter water bottle na nasa kotse ko. Tapos meron akong maliit na water canister na yun yung dinadala ko pag lumalabas ako. And just by doing that, na meron na akong baong tubig, I was able to save actually a good amount of money na I would have never saved if I wasn't tracking my expenses. We're now down to number one. So what do you think is the most popular episode of the 80% podcast in 2021? When I looked at the numbers, I was surprised when I saw that it was another audio recording of a live stream session that I did. This time, it was episode 68 entitled 8 Best Investments for Young Professionals. This episode got the most downloads this year, and its popularity made me realize that it's okay to sometimes repurpose content because they still carry a lot of potential to reach and educate more people. So, syempre, usong-uso ngayon ang mga social media, particularly or specifically sa Facebook. And I am a member of several social media groups or Facebook groups wherein nagdi-discuss yung mga tao about personal finance, business, entrepreneurship, etc. And siguro once a week or more than once a week, meron laging nagtatanong sa social media, sa mga Facebook groups in particular, saan ba raw maganda mag-invest? And bigyan mo lang siya ng mga 5 minutes, nako, punong-puno na yung comments, ang dami ng sagot doon. Karamihan ng mga nakikita nating sagot or response dun sa tanong na yon ay maganda daw mag-invest sa insurance, sa VUL, yung iba sasabihin maganda sa real estate, yung iba Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies, tapos may mga recommendations din na investments sa stock market, mga particular companies. And then may mga nagsasabi na mas maganda daw mag-invest sa isang franchise business. And syempre, hindi mawawala yung mga nag-i-invite na sumali sa mga multi-level marketing companies o mga network marketing companies. And I am always curious yung nagtatanong ba eventually na kapag-decide ba sila kung saan sila mag-i-invest. Kasi yung isa kong kaibigan, dati niya rin niyang ginawa. Nagtanong siya sa social media, nag-shoutout lang siya sa Facebook timeline niya na saan ba raw maganda mag-invest. Nakakuha siya ng 13-month pay. Meron daw siyang around 30,000 pesos. And tinanong niya yung mga kaibigan niya, saan ba raw maganda mag-invest? So, pinansin ko kung ano yung mga sagot and it's similar. May nagsabing insurance, may nagsabing real estate, may nagsabing Bitcoin, stock market, mutual fund, etc. Ako hindi ako sumagot. Ang ginawa ko ay tiningnan ko kung saan magde-decide yung kaibigan ko na mag-invest. Eventually, siguro naging busy na rin ako. Hindi ko na nasubaybayan. Pero I remember after a couple of days, tinanong ko yung kaibigan ko, oh, saan ka nakapag-decide na mag-invest? At sabi nung kaibigan ko, ang dami daw kasing masyadong sagot and nalito siya na analysis paralysis. And eventually, yung part or portion daw ng 30,000 ay bumili na lang daw siya ng sapatos. So, ako naman, I'm not really that surprised because a lot of people, kapag nag-analysis paralysis sila, lalo na sa investments or sa investing, ang nangyayari talaga ay napapagastos na lang sila. Ginagastos na lang nila yung pera kasi nalilito sila. And that's something that I want to change, especially sa mga young professionals because it's really a great time to invest for you when you are at that stage in your life. Dahil ang mga young professionals, usually, wala pa masyadong financial dependence, mga single, and marami pang mga opportunities na pwede nyong kunin kasi kayo ay malayo pa sa retirement. "2021 has been another challenging year for all of us, but I think it was definitely better than last year. Things are looking up and it seems that we're almost out of the tunnel. Ramdam ko nang malapit nang matapos itong pandemic. Everything is starting to open up, which means more opportunities will begin to appear for us, and we can give more of ourselves in pursuing our goals. So here's a toast to all of us. Congratulations for making it through 2021. Cheers to our future and wishing you all the best for 2022. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. I would like to invite you to another year of learning here in the 80% Podcast for 2022. Mas marami tayong pag-uusapan next year, kaya click the follow button now and share this podcast to your friends. If you want to listen to the top 5 episodes that I mentioned, you can check out the show notes. The link is in the description, or you can just go to our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, Happy New Year, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.